Acts chapter 2, verses 22 through 36. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst. As you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day, being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you crucified. Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit, and he's preaching a sermon, and he gets one shot. He's not scheduled for multiple sermons. He has this one opportunity to preach a sermon to this massive audience to convict their hearts so that they will want to hear more. When you have this important of an opportunity, what sermon do you preach? The argument in Peter's sermon is that Jesus is Christ, but it's more than that. He wanted his hearers to know that Jesus is Christ and that they killed him. In verse 23, he says that they crucified him and killed him by the hands of lawless men. In verse 36, he tells them that the Jesus who is Lord and Christ is the one whom they crucified. Peter's message convicted their hearts to repentance, and he chose the right sermon topic. I don't know of anything more convicting. He's telling those Jews who are gathered there on the day of Pentecost that God that they love and worship and obey, they killed. They came to Jerusalem to observe Pentecost in obedience to this God. Their whole life and culture is about this God. And Peter is saying, you are enemies of this God that you claim to serve and love and obey. So here is an opportunity for us to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. We didn't physically nail him to a cross. We weren't alive in the days of Christ to yell out from the crowd for him to be crucified. But in what way are you an enemy of God? Search your heart and let it convict you. Is there something in your life that is fighting against the work of God? We call those things sin, and we've become pretty comfortable admitting that we're sinners and that we have habits that don't glorify God. But don't just call it sin or a bad habit. Recognize that that thing in your life makes you an enemy of God. It's the same spirit that filled those people who crucified Jesus. Can you feel some of the conviction that those felt who heard Peter's sermon? Peter could have been gentle. He could have said, it's okay, you missed the point, but God still loves you. But there was convicting power when Peter told them, you killed God. You are on the side of the enemy. As we let ourselves feel conviction of our sin, we should never forget that God is a loving and forgiving God who welcomes sinners to come to him. Don't ever forget that. But also, don't push away the conviction that the Holy Spirit is bringing on your heart, our desperate need for God. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.